Is a calorie from whole food a whole food better or not as good as a calorie from a processed food? And I'm not sure there's tons of research on it, but the gut instinct is to say that yes, the whole food calorie would be more nutritious.
Sure. I mean, if I guess just because of its the composition, like in terms of it's maybe more fibrous or maybe more,
right.
You know, most whole food are either a plant or vegetable that's loaded with fiber or a fat or protein that's got that high satiety, mm-hmm. right? I mean.
And a processed food calorie comes with frequently stuff you don't want, like added salt, added sugar.
I think that there definitely is data that supports that the way that a food is prepared, like raw versus cooked, mm-hmm. or in its most like natural original form versus different degrees of messed around with, mm-hmm. to say something very scientific mm-hmm. and clinical to you, that the way we process those calories, there's data that supports that that's different. Does that make sense to you? So not if you were to take the food necessarily and in a laboratory burn it and try to assess how many calories are in those foods, but the way we personally, from person to person to person, digest them, mm-hmm. they're finding that there's a difference there. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that's very interesting in the context of how do we help people maintain an ideal body weight or the weight that they're seeking, is to realize that it's possible that when they're reading a food label or we're, as a retail right. dietitian, touring them through a supermarket, that we could be handing different people in that group the same food, but they're each going to digest it differently. Right. And that's where I think as dietitians, we go, ugh.
Yeah. It's something that we never that's complicated. Really had to take into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just like, here's this apple and it's 70 calories.
Right.
And it's 70 for you, you and you, and it might not be. Yeah. I think that's fascinating. And again, I do tell people that. I'm like, everybody's unique. We all process our food slightly differently, but I mean, here's the label. And we're supposed to go by the labels, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Granted, the whole foods at least don't have labels. I mean, technically.
Well, the whole foods, yes. Yeah.
But that also, I think, plays into the idea that people are coming to us for definitive information. Mm-hmm. And it's not in our nature to be ambiguous.
Right.
And so when you start thinking like that, that's a little, I mean, it you can feel it in your own self, right?
As we say. Is that too loosey-goosey for you? It is, in a way.
Yeah.